Disability Inclusion Impossible with HIV in the United States of America, a story of great tragedy. I'm writing this in 2023. I am dying of HIV. Dying of disease I should not be dying from. Interface care I was first exposed in September of 1999. My story continues. Is the story of tragedy not success? At the hands of whomever is involved better be listening. A story of a great tragedy is definitely what this is. In the United States of America there is a federal agency known as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. On their own website, there's a document called Disability Inclusion, Collecting Digital Weeds and Digital Dust. This document stuffed in the back room with a plant on the shelf. The plant itself is dying from the lack of sunshine to enlighten the truth. I said digital weeds and I said digital dust. CDC website. Web. Link. https://www.cdc.gov/nicbdd/disability-and-health/disability-inclusion. HTML. Disability inclusion. Making sure everybody has the same opportunities to participate in every aspect of life to the best of their abilities and desires. Wait a fucking minute. No, no, no. Wait a fucking year. No, 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 no. Wait a fucking decade. No, 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 no. No, we are still waiting a duck and hide 14 fucking, yucky and mucky 14 years. When? Tell me when. Tell me where. Tell me why. Where is it written? Tell me where is it written this is the way it's supposed to be. The soft law of the United Nations Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, not ratified by Congress because there's a conflict of interest, was signed by the United States in 2009. Where has that led me? To go die of HIV. Die of a disease I should not be dying from. Die of a disease I should not have any sacrifice of my life expectancy from normal persons or average persons. HIV disease should not shorten a person's life expectancy if treated properly. That has been a huge fail in my case. This is intentional, not accidental. I just said there is a conflict of interest at a highest degree of a fault embedded at a Congress level that prevents disability inclusion to have been addressed and promptly placed at a Congress level for ratification. All of my attempts to move my life forward in altruism need to build resources for our community from up peer level to leadership level. And then on to my own attempts just after I have been severely cut down and returned to home care with family several times have failed. In 2007, a letter was written by a Dr. Howard Newsom about how he was impressed on my ability to cope with this stress. He also provided a recommendation to resolve housing conflicts because he said I would remain vulnerable in my HIV care and mental health status. That is on record and link provided below. In 2017, I came back to San Bernardino, this time from a complete failure of my attempt to build a school in Denver, Colorado. My first doctor's appointment set up, I had a 5 hours in total time with a doctor from San Bernardino County in the office of the county's public health system on Mill Street. This doctor met with me for two separate 2.5 hour sessions that were 2 weeks apart. This was in 2017. That doctor there, of course, was from the county-level Department of Behavioral Health. I was seeing the doctor for HIV, Dr. Zane, and I was seeing this other particular doctor who said he was there to help me. But that's not what he was there for, it's obvious. I do believe he is still there somewhere lurking. At least he didn't commit suicide yet, but I'm aware of. I can't say that for my next HIV doctor. After I was cut off from care from the public health system itself by way of this one particular doctor. The next doctor I had after Dr. Zane was Dr. Shigeno, who worked for Borrego Health at the clinic that is now closed January 2021, FBI raid in October 2020. The clinic here in San Bernardino is still labeled Borrego Health, gathering dust inside and weeds outside still labeled. Real weeds and real dust. The doctor that died in my case, who worked there, dead. April 10, 2020. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Once again, where is it written this is the way it's supposed to be? Ha. I know where it is written where the way it is supposed to be conflicts the way it is being. This is supposed to change but can't. This special interest is maladjusted of a true health care system, not providing a true health outcome. This is sinister. I know the truth. This exact identified maladjusted community affect of a special interest motivation by leadership and the society at large is the barrier to mine and all of us against our participation in disability inclusion. I guarantee you I have the evidence to prove beyond reasonable doubt. Careers are at stake here. Lives are at stake here. A suicide already occurred. The suicide of Dr. Shijano that did not die of a stroke but died of a suicide less than 2 weeks after I violated a restraining order against me. Where is it written this is the way it is supposed to be? He could have stepped this forward, but didn't. I demand this. In 2017 and back to 2005, all of my efforts have journalized on my web internet domains. All of my attempts across all the civil society has been broken digital footprints broken across social media and across actual services and actual doctor care. Broken relations including a broken relation with my own family now. Shoo fly don't bother us go fuck off and die is the message I have been receiving constantly over and over. I almost have died. That's why what my mom has done is unforgivable. Unnatural is she and I die. I continue to be disempowered of my abilities, my desires. Where are my abilities and where are my desires? Has anybody asked me recently? Yes, one person, maybe two persons, not my mother, but not really one person standing fully on my side. One, Moose Christina Durrett of the Inner Caption app for persons who have disabilities and two, the supervisor at the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit. After I walked off the property of what is called a room and board shared opportunity in housing after I was homeless for my family, my mother threatened to kill me, I mean followed on the street, reported this to my pharmacy believe it or not, I reported this activity to as many people as I could including my case manager at Salvation Army and the person who's responsible to have placed me there the worker at Adult Protective Services. I left on my own accord from this property with a disagreement I had with the caretaker. I can tell set up one more time against me instead of supporting me and it's a complete waste of time and I might as well go out on the street again to find some other resources and or just go out to die. This is absolutely ridiculous. On my own accord without being told to get out off the site. I'm ready to go to my oblivion somewhere. I tell everybody that exact same equation. Why will nobody truly help me? I know the answer completely truthfully it's already documented why. But I can't speak that truth I'm shut off intentionally shut off turned off and sent away to go die. Either if I am sent away or on my own accord, I have to die. Nobody will truly talk to me about this situation. Left into whispers and silence, disease continuing to just kill me. This is a truism, not a delusion. I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt in court guaranteed. The conflict occurred as it is written right here. I left the property. And shortly after that, I went back for my charger. Violence at me. I was physically threatened with a bat to go away and immediately leave. I had no weapons and I already displayed my intentions were to leave. I already had gone off the property. There was an event of conflict I disagreed with right before breakfast. Very upset already at the situation and she compounds and pulls and piles on more of the bullshit. I stormed off the property to go to the bank and withdraw all of my money. I left $50 in my account and was to approximately $1,050. I had a chat with the branch manager about a prior interface with the banker in the downtown branch of Chase. I did not tell her exactly what I witnessed, but that's what I witnessed anyway. I told her that I was being stalked and that I had basically my life is in danger. and I repeated enough times that she was questioning whether or not she was going to have to call the police herself. I said no, and walked back, ready to pack up my stuff. When I got there, I packed up my stuff. I'm ranting for sure. Right as I was getting ready to leave for sure permanently, not coming back. And events in the fact of the day before forevermore altered the relationship with the caretaker. That event, believe it or not. I witnessed an ATM full machine like the ones that are at the liquor store, and it was taken out of an SUV and put into the garage. That is what happened. Prior to this events that I witnessed, I attempted to get the caretaker's help in rebalancing my Kaiser Permanente when they called move my appointment from an in-person visit to a phone visit. Highly suspicious of allowing a condition to continue without being addressed. This would not have been addressed. So I went back and packed up my stuff, and I'm being shoved a phone that's been dialed and it says boss on it, trying to calm me down. No, I want everything on the record. I got off the property and around the corner and paused. I found out. Forgot my charger. I went back for my charger and I got threatened, physically threatened with a bat, to a point that I now have to call the police. I was going to leave it without the police involved. She's going to bat me with a bat. I was saying I have a charger cord in my hand, charger I already packed up and was out on the property, and she threatened, and I make sure that it was real. I challenged her with my own tenacity to know if that was real or not. She was serious. She had no reason or purpose to pull out a bat. Absolutely none. For her actions, I now have to call the police. They carried me over there in support team transport to the Windsor Crisis Stabilization Unit, CSU. I ended up meeting with the supervisor there. I had a good introduction for sure. Whether or not it has legs, I do not know. But I'm continuing to involve myself with a conflict of interest barrier against disability inclusion everywhere I go. This is not natural but abnormal, and it's not what it is written. There is no way this is written the way it's supposed to be. Or maybe it is written in a new care facility that I was aware of but could not find. One day when I walked over there in the conflicts with my mother, I could not find the place. Believe it or not, I don't think the sign was out there yet. The sign is definitely there now, showing where it is. I do not believe the actual sign was out on the property yet, or I was on the wrong street. I was told it was on Gilbert. I did not see the sign. Obviously there is a sign there now. Or perhaps my brain did not have the sign hit me in my mind. Because that would have been godsend, and to have prevented all of what has been done to me from moving forward. It would not be as severe of a story, just family involvement. It may not have been corrected then, but it sure must be corrected now. I have extensive documentation against the San Bernardino County system. Extensive attempts with Dr. Veronica Kelly. Extensive documentation of evidence that tells me and warns me against going there, including going onto YouTube with what happened with the CCRT. #bloodroom101... Do we have a new interface? I have no trust that it's just me, this one little microset of fleeting time. Just a little speck of opportunity to break the wall. The wall is still integral, immeasurable, insurmountable. I'm not just doing this for myself, or I would be long gone, already committed suicide. So what has happened to me? That this day of fleeting moment. Does it actually apply to all of us, countywide, then nationwide, and globally, to the mission of the document of the Convention for the Rights of Person with Disabilities, specifically Article 12 on Legal Capacity and Disability Inclusion? This time I have a case number in these occurrences. I should have had a case number a long time ago. Every one of my reported events basically goes on deaf ears. This one changed. Internally, I'm sure it's just being ignored. San Bernardino Police. Case number 23-66049. Officer Bright. Badge number 51209. Do we have an about face walking into a completely different direction of peace? Peace officer. I answer you, I don't know yet. Let us process the CDC document on this fucked up human massive mischievous marvel of molding mug mess. This phrase first coined in 2007. That is to process disability inclusion. With vigor. The day before yesterday. The act was actually signed in 2009 by the Barack Obama administration. Bringing legal capacity home. I'm not going to quote from the article. The quote below is from the CDC. Time to change like drastically change. The term that this style is written in is called interpolation. Web. Link. https://hrlr.law.columbia.edu/harlr/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/. Back to the CDC. Disability inclusion. --. What is disability inclusion? Including people with disabilities in everyday activities and encouraging them to have roles similar to their peers who do not have a disability is disability inclusion. This involves more than simply encouraging people. It requires making sure that adequate policies and practices are in effect in a community or organization. Inclusion should lead to increased participation in socially expected life roles and activities, such as being a student, worker, friend, community member, patient, spouse, partner, or parent. Socially expected activities may also include engaging in social activities, using public resources such as transportation and libraries, moving about within communities, receiving adequate health care, having relationships, and enjoying other day-to-day activities. Disability inclusion and the health of people with disabilities. Disability inclusion allows for people with disabilities to take advantage of the benefits of the same health promotion and prevention activities experienced by people who do not have a disability. Examples of these activities include education and counseling programs that promote physical activity, improve nutrition or reduce the use of tobacco, alcohol or drugs, and blood pressure and cholesterol assessment during annual health exams, and screening for illnesses such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Including people with disabilities in these activities begins with identifying and eliminating barriers to their participation. 1 in 4 American adults has a disability. Why is this important? Disability affects approximate 61 million, or nearly 1 in 4, 26% people in the United States living in communities. Disability affects more than 1 billion people worldwide. 1.2 according to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, people. With disabilities include those who have long, term physical, mental, intellectual or sensory, such as hearing or vision impairments, which in interaction with various barriers may hinder their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others. 3. People with disabilities experience significant disadvantages when it comes to health, such as adults with disabilities are 3 times more likely to have heart disease, stroke, diabetes, or cancer than adults without disabilities. 4. Adults with disabilities are more likely than adults without disabilities to be current smokers. 5. And women with disabilities are less likely than women without disabilities to have received a breast cancer X-ray test mammogram during the past 2 years. 6. Although disability is associated with health conditions such as arthritis, mental or emotional conditions or events such as injuries, the functioning, health, independence, and engagement in society of people with disabilities can vary depending on several factors. Severity of the underlying impairment. Social, political, and cultural influences and expectations. Aspects of natural and built surroundings. Availability of assistive technology and devices. Family and community support and engagement. Disability inclusion means understanding the relationship between the way people function and how they participate in society, and making sure everybody has the same opportunities to participate in every aspect of life to the best of their abilities and desires. References. Okoro C.A., Hollis N.D., Cyrus A.C., Griffin, Dash, Blake S. Prevalence of Disabilities and Healthcare Access by Disability Status and Type Among Adults, United States, 2016. MMWR Morb Mortal Weekly Rep 2018, 67, 882-887. DOI, Web, Link, Ding Ding, Rang the Bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://dx.doi.org/10.15585/mmwr.mm673283 External icon. UN World Health Organization WHO World Report on Disability, Summary, 2011, WHO/NMH/VIP, declared acronym, very important person for now ever for this address shall be very impractical people and or very impossible pricks collective applies to every form of the use of VIP across the entire informational network that is owned here under the web presence at group.net, to be treated as a forevermore dunce individually, the names added to the presentation that is found at that web address, stick that in your sock for later analysis, so mote it be, /11.01, available at, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://www.refworld.org/docid/50854A322, HTML external icon, accessed January 7, 2015. United Nations. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Article 1 Purpose. Available at, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail, rang the bell ding ding, http://www.un.org/disabilities/documents/convention/convention_accessible_pdf.pdf/pdf icon 244 kilobytes, 28 pages, external icon, accessed January 7, 2015. Carol D., Courtney, Dash, Long E., Stevens A., Sloan M., Lullo C., Visser S., Fox M., Armour B., Campbell V., Brown D., and Dawn, J. Disability and Physical Activity, United States, 2009-2012. Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. 2014. Courtney, Dash, Long E., Stevens A., Caraballo R., Ramon I., Armour B.S. Disparities in Current Cigarette Smoking Prevalence by Type of Disability. Public Health Reports. 2014 May/June. 129-352-60. Courtney, Dash, Long E., Armour B., Framatino B., Miller J. Factors associated with self, Dash, reported mammography use for women with and women without a disability. Journal of Women's Health. 2011. 20-1279-1286. Page last reviewed. September 16, 2020. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn Syndicate. Home. Disability and Health Home. Disability and Health Overview. Disability Inclusion. Plus Icon. Disability and Health Healthy Living. Plus Icon. Disability and Health Emergency Preparedness. plus icon. Data and statistics. Plus icon. Articles and key findings. Plus icon. Materials and multimedia. Plus icon. Disability and health grantee information. Plus icon. Information for specific groups. Plus icon. CDC and disability and health. DHDS logo. Email_03 get email updates. To receive email updates about this topic, enter your email address. --. Language is not a problem. Language is extremely appropriate here. Gee whiz, I want a letter from your CEO that this matter has the utmost attention of seriousness. Hey, see something, say something moment when you can't say something at all is outrageous. I know I'm not wrong. I know I may not be completely right, but I know I'm not wrong. I don't like to have to beg. What has happened in my case apparently is not just an isolated case. And I'm sure that somehow, someway, somewhere, someway, someday an artificial intelligence is going to look upon this. Whether I die right today or not. I don't think, and I know for sure. I have extension of time dealing with kinds of situations. I can't believe the system is so resistant to receive something like this just accidentally. It's intentionally set up to do this. To depower patients from the ability to control something like this into an official record. Legal capacity, and why the United States has chosen this diversion and deviation from this mission of the United Nations, it's pathetic to hold on to the status quo. Obviously, I don't know what to tell you exactly. Thanks. Is not even at reach of a possibility being even other a single sound breath of a syllable. Th what? Dumbass people. Who the hell set this up like this? The wall barrier like this. I want direct access to all of my doctors individually. There's no passing this kind of message through. Case manager says it's forwarded to infectious disease. When infectious disease get a hold of, nothing is there to alter the relationship with the doctor and the patient. That was a flat out fucking lie. It took me 15 minutes or more before the doctor starts to realize there's something different with me. Something different to the has to conceive. I shouldn't have to be battling a wits at all. Most patients would not even know how to do this. I don't think most patients have the technical abilities I do with the naming space I do to actually be able to follow it through to force you it down your throats. Don't tell me this is accidental. That is absolutely offensive. Every single attempt to bring these matters forward has been shattered with great resistance from every single source of a provider from everywhere, multiple provider insurance policies. We have to reach above this, to grasp the seriousness of its cause and effect onto our full and complete accountability of our full and complete medical care system. And you know it. Don't you dare insult my intelligence one more time and feed me another lie. God is watching you. Really seriously. My tweet of just this past hour in regards to the discovery about the submersible that had two different billionaires on it and one of their sons. The CEO himself, and are interested, and I have no kind of idea what kind of interest is an oceanographer. They all perish. What this tells me in a higher sense playing an existence. The phenomenon that we are experiencing in the technology abilities at all levels. These are called precious cargo. No way do we have the technical abilities to be observed by the military that are documented to be a part of the unidentifying aerial phenomenon that have been going down into the water submersible phenomenon. Therefore, the technology approaches a kind of consequential default that we have to conclude. If we're going to sacrifice this kind of personnel of precious cargo just because we're human imperfection. Perhaps we are being visited, truly visited by off-world or interdimensional intelligence. And if that is the case, which I believe it is, most likely in my view they are most likely representatives of humanity's creator. The best way to know this, even if these off-world intelligence have been malicious towards us. There's a passage in the Bible that describes this. And we're approaching it again. Please save yourself in your own way from deceiving me. Stop the bullshit. I'm going to put into my consent or lack thereof consent I do not give the consent for medical care providers to secretly hold some kind of process underneath my medical care that I'm not personally aware of. Much to this is I am allowed to give this consent or revoking consent. Tacitly I'm aware, expressively I'm aware. The tacit consent is revoked. So I want to officially put an insurance writer on my insurance with the consent properly focused to the reality of healthcare is the reality of friability without interference of a secret or hidden underpinning of really destructive, very, very destructive cause and effects that are happening. The trust level of our society is being severely bent into a downward trend. In this degree, by having this underpinning problem. It's a problem. It's not something to aspire to hidden secrets. It's an underpinning problem that is causing mass gun shootings. Among other problems too. To fully grasp the concepts. These are centuries-old philosophies that we have abandoned. And the social experiment, if you want to call it that, is a failure. I require this consent decree, without resistance on your parts. Something sinister is also in this. That is a secondary problem of tracking. We cannot do this, just assume that it's invisible. It's not invisible. I know the truth. Just between you and me right here and now, until I understand the full and complete scope of what is holding us to this. I have the peace-building mission. If only you would stop trying to kill me. I don't believe our off-world visitors are very happy with you. I know I have my own faith. I want but has been priorly sent because this is a brand new interface. To, or CC, at KP-member-services. By subject thread, reply to all. Every multi-addressed email receives a reply to all. Whatever you reply, I consent to the following equation that my entire record as it's supposed to be processed and handled is fully public. Until I decide otherwise and reverse this back to the way it's supposed to be. So I can get my privacy back. However, this needs to be legalese formed, or I hire an attorney to sue the shit out of you all. And my own family will be listed as defendant. I guarantee you you'll lose. You'll lose the court case, but I lose the future afterward. My competition speed score tested in my IQ was below average, not very much. But celebrity and notoriety in walking among our peoples is absolutely out of my comprehension and what I could do to cope with it. I would probably end up then committing my own suicide. I'm tired, I'm already basically dying with irreparable harm with a test in January of 0.25 of my CD4/CD8 ratio. October 22, 2022, I tested from LabCorp 0.38 and currently, as if my most recent test results June 2023, it is 0.53. This most likely will never return to normal. This is an outrageous outcome. And all your doctors just skirt that rationalization and not bring forward my medical history into my record. It's too hard for you to comprehend. This is an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth of a reality audit. At Reality Audit 2023. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes, yes, gulp, yes, you heard that correctly. Whatever records are out there that will not get received by your own records request. I have stored my personal journal, we can work it out to figure out what is truthful, fully truthful, because I place only truth onto my record. Certified truth, of course not. One doctor is already dead. He died by a suicide. And it's all a part of the cover, dash, up. That was when I violated restraining order, I still had not had a doctor. Look at the Google reviews for Prospect Medical. Humana did the same thing as you tried to pull a secure portal. I could not process the request to engage secure email portal like you did. Is it set up as an abnormal procedure not addressing the commonality of standard processing? You're trying to place me into an exception rule. That means you have something to hide. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it with my tax dollars or my personal dollars or whatever is my emotional dollars of whatever that is you're selling. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://kaiser-permanente.music.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, yes, gulp, yes, you heard that correctly. SOS/lions/. That is a redirect to a SoundCloud. I expect the administrator to go on my case manager to go to that page and look at my personal notes. I expect Kaiser Permanente, if they don't already have a SoundCloud, which I don't know, I haven't checked, to create a SoundCloud account to respond to each and every piece of the puzzle there. That's a start. We can proceed from there. I'm unable to comment on YouTube. You already know why. I want the auto robot script following me to be turned off. It's following me and everyone else, of course, to nullify our comments. Highly, highly, highly un-American. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://kaiser-permanente.music.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, yes, gulp, yes, you heard that correctly. SOS/don't-lie-to-me/. That transfers onto a YouTube playlist that starts with Barbara Streisand, Don't Lie to Me. This builds a progressive capture of who needs to be taken into account and pulled into a reconciliation process. Somebody has to do this. Again, I have comments there that are from me. Before the filter, I guess, started happening to the point I absolutely cannot comment. I tried again last night to leave a message to Barbara Streisand. I have that message. I was trying to respond to her own account. I would like that message certified mail from Kaiser Permanente directed to her. If she's a Kaiser member or not outside of YouTube in the process that we're working on. And we can proceed from there. This is going to take time, I know. We have to terminate what is active in our society as an underpinning running engine continuously cycling right now, a technology that is continuously built working to erode trust. We have to turn that off. This is how we do it. You have done something severely wrong here. So let's get busy. Don't you dare, don't you dare, don't you dare, and slap my intelligence once more and call me wrong. That would be, of course, the song Lions. You're wrong, not me, I'm a lion. And you are out of your minds. You are out of your minds to think that this is some sort of equation that is sustainable. I can talk to a panel to what philosophies are ages old that tells us not to do this. But it's been done. We have to deconstruct the hatred that is involving this. We have to tear down the invisible wall that's not so invisible. You know why it's not invisible? Etched into the very, very small micro tissues of our actual physical minds. The encoding of our memory and our experiences. We know. Collectively, we hold a meme that is identifiable as each one of us collects these encodings that are matching among us. That is what is truly visible that are not invisible to our human eyes. Collectively, the actual physical microscopic in grams of our memory and experiences collectively, memoplex, are definitely visible to our God. Dash, dash, dash. Web. Link. https://www.biblegateway.com/passage/. Search equals Ezekiel% 209 and version equals NIV. Dash, 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 dash. Ezekiel 9. New International Version. Judgment on the idolaters. 9. Then I heard him call out in a loud voice, bring near those who are appointed to execute judgment on the city, each with a weapon in his hand. 2. And I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. With them was a man clothed in linen who had a writing kit at his side. They came in and stood beside the bronze altar. 3. Now the glory of the God of Israel went up from above the cherubim, where it had been, and moved to the threshold of the temple. Then the Lord called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing kit at his side 4 and said to him, Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it. 5. As I listened, he said to the others, Follow him through the city and kill, without showing pity or compassion. 6. Slaughter the old men, the young men and women, the mothers and children, but do not touch anyone who has the mark. Begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the old men who were in front of the temple. 7. Then he said to them, Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go. So they went out and began killing throughout the city. 8. While they were killing and I was left alone, I fell face down, crying out, Alas, Sovereign Lord! Are you going to destroy the entire remnant of Israel in this outpouring of your wrath on Jerusalem? 9. He answered me, The sin of the people of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, the land is full of bloodshed and the city is full of injustice. They say, The Lord has forsaken the land, the Lord does not see. 10. So I will not look on them with pity or spare them, but I will bring down on their own heads what they have done. 11. Then the man in linen with the writing kit at his side brought back word, saying, I have done as you commanded. ... I want this message being able to be posted on YouTube in response to Barbara Streisand's post. I can't. Kaiser Permanente will courier in the message until I'm back returning to able to comment like every other person that is not me. Turn the bot off me that nullifies my comments. I'm sure such a bot is nullifying others out here's comments as well. I know it instantly some people may not realize it's happening just trust that their comments are posted there's no error and then it goes away. Busted. I would hope that you would forward this entire message to her top to bottom. She can choose to believe me. Something of her song is being responsibly respected by the entire society finally. Attempted response to Barbara Streisand on video Don't Lie to Me Barbara, I really would like to be more formal. This is an introduction. I have a school reel project online and an information technology network and personal journal space since 2005. A URL addressing method re-direct-to-a-multi-playlist on YouTube. That topmost first play is Don't Lie to Me. As your off-time cue notation oddity if anyone takes a note of such things, of course, the second music track is Enough is Enough. The third video that plays is a video swiped from the appearance of the former director of the San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health, Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly in a COVID-19 update October 1, 2020.